Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Tzadi Alf, Zevachim 91. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara continues to answer a basic question that the Gemara had started discussing on the bottom of 90b, which was if we have something that comes more frequent, that's called Tadir, and something that is holier, Mekudosh, which one do we give preference to? Which one do we do first? So our Gemara tries to answer this question from our Mishnah back on Tzadi Beis, because our Mishnah on the bottom of 90b had said that if you have a sacred animal called a shlamim that was brought into the courtyard of the temple yesterday, but you for some reason didn't get around to slaughtering it and you're ready to slaughter it today, and you have, in contrast to that, you have a chatas or an asham, which are holier offerings than the shlamim, and they're ready, that they are brought in today and they're ready to be slaughtered today. So under those circumstances, you bring the shlamim that was there yesterday, a shlamim shel emesh kodmin, it comes first, because it's considered to be disgraceful to make it wait even longer after it was already waiting there. So that was what our Mishnah said. So our Gemara challenges that. The Gemara says, on that basis of that, ha'idi v'idi diyom, if they would both be brought in today, we would say that the chatos va'ashrim called me, that the chatos and the ashram come prior to the shlamim, because they are considered to be minkudush more than the shlamim. They are holier than the shlamim. And even though afukav the shlamim tadiri, even though the shlamim is considered to be something that is more frequent, because why do we say the shlamim is more frequent? Because the shlamim could come voluntarily. You don't have to bring it only as a result of a sin. And so therefore, since the shlamim is more frequent, we would have thought that the shlamim comes first. But from the fact that they're both brought at the same time, the chatas and the ashen comes first, doesn't this prove that mekudosh comes before tadir, that holy comes before more frequent? The Gemara says that Rava pushes off that suggestion. Rava says, matzoi ka'amris, tadir kami bayalon. You're talking in case, we have to distinguish between two principles. One is frequency, that is, which is tadir, and then there's another principle, which is motzoi, which is prevalent. Yes, you're asking about tadir, about which one is more frequent versus which one is holy. But the answer you gave about a shlamim, that's something about which is more prevalent. And matzoi lo kami baylon, we didn't ask about which is, if prevalence comes before holiness. There we know that certainly something that is mekudosh will take place, precedence over something which is more matzoi, which is more prevalent. We're talking about something which is more frequent. That is what we have the question about. And indeed, says Rav Huna bar Yehuda to Rava, he challenges this idea. Do you really think that there's a distinction between prevalence and frequency? Atu matzoi lav tadir, wouldn't we say that prevalence is indeed the same thing as frequency? Because we have a braisa, and the braisa tries to ask, why do we say with respect to a bris and a Pesach, a carbon Pesach and a bris milah, that if you don't bring them, why do we say you don't bring a sin offering? And so from that Mishnah, which talks about this, refers to the bris as saying it is tadir. And that's the way why we might have thought you should bring a sin offering if you didn't do it. The Mishnah refers to it as tadir. So doesn't this prove that a bris milah is tadir, is more frequent? But a bris milah is not more frequent. A bris milah is more prevalent than the Korban Pesach. It's not more frequent than the Korban Pesach, because a bris milah can only come when you have a birth. It might be less frequent than the Korban Pesach, but it is more prevalent. We have more bris milahs in a year than the Korban Pesach, which only comes once a year. So therefore, we see that something that is more prevalent is also called more frequent. So Gemara answers that question. Gemara says, no, in that case, with respect to the bris milah, why does the Mishnah refer to a bris milah as more frequent, even though it's really only more prevalent? My tadira, what does it mean? Tadira b'mitzvos. The first answer, the Gemara gives two answers, and the first answer is, it's more frequent with respect to mitzvos, meaning to say the Torah refers to the commandment to do a bris milah more times than it refers to the commandment to do the Paschal lamb. And the second answer that the Gemara answers is milah agave Pesach ki tadir damya, that it's true that the milah is really just more prevalent than the Pesach. It's not more frequent, but it is so much more prevalent than the Pesach that it is considered vis-a-vis the Pesach like it is more frequent, because it's such a large degree of distinction, because there's so many more days of the year in which we bring a bris milah to the Korban Pesach. And so therefore, those are the two answers of the Gemara. Even though these are two answers, and we seem to be saying that the bris milah vis-a-vis the Pesach is considered to be more tadir according to the second answer, because it's so much more tadir, nevertheless, there's a big discussion amongst our poskim. What do we do about a situation where you have a child who comes before you on Purim itself, to do a bris milah. Which should we do first? Should we read the Megillah or should we do the bris milah? So when the Ravaz was asked this question, the Ravaz says that the reading of the Megillah is considered to be more frequent than the bris milah, because the reading of the Megillah has a fixed time, whereas a bris milah, it's possible that there will never be an obligation again, theoretically. So therefore, he says the Megillah is considered to be more frequent, more tadir, than the bris milah. And indeed, that is how the Truma Sadeshin rules as well in Shut Simin Reish Samach Vav. He says that the Megillah is considered to be like a tadir vis-a-vis the bris milah, because it has a fixed time. However, the Truma Sadeshin points out that in our sugya, we seem to be saying the opposite. According to the second answer, we seem to be saying, second answer that the Gemara gives, that the bris milah is more tadir than the Pesach. So too, the bris milah should be more tadir than the Megillah. But so the Truma Sadeshin solution to that is that's only according to the second answer of the Gemara. But according to the first answer, we would say that it is really not more tadir. And indeed, he proves that from the Rambam, that the Rambam says every mitzvah is pushed off from and takes second stage to the reading of the Megillah, including the bris milah. However, even though the Truma Sadeshin says that way, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Siman Tav Resh Pei Zayin that the minhag of the world is to give the bris before the reading of the Megillah, and that follows the ruling of a Rambam.